Here are today's funeral announcements. Master Curtis Kurt Olsvig, 48 of Turtle Lake, passed away on August 22nd. The funeral service for Kurt Olsvig will be held at First Lutheran Church in Ireland on Thursday at 2 p.m. Visitation is today from 4 until 8 p.m. and from 1 until 2 p.m. on Thursday, both at the church. Milton Johnson, 100 of Osceola, passed away on August 18th. The prayer service for Milton Johnson will be held at Williamson White Funeral Home in Amory on Thursday at 5 p.m. The celebration of life for Milton Johnson will be held from 3 until 5 p.m. on Thursday at the funeral home. Phyllis Martinson, 89 of Amory, passed away on August 24th. The funeral service for Phyllis Martinson will be held at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Amory on Friday at 10:30 a.m. Visitation is 9 until 10:30 a.m. on Friday at the church. Daniel Novak, 78 of Chautauqua, passed away on July 25th. The memorial mass for Daniel Novak will be held at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Chautauqua on Friday at 11 a.m. Visitation is 10 until 11 a.m. on Friday at the church. Sharon Nelson, 81 of Shell Lake, passed away on August 24th. The funeral service for Sharon Nelson will be held at Swedberg Taylor Funeral Home in Webster on Friday at 11 a.m. Visitation is 10 until 11 a.m. on Friday at the funeral home. Donald Vanderhyde, 95 of Madge, passed away on August 12th. The celebration of life for Donald Vanderhyde will be held at Madge Town Hall on Saturday from 12 until 4 p.m. Lynn Mac McDowell, 80, passed away on August 13th. The celebration of life for Lynn McDowell will be held at GS Old Club 8 in Ladysmith on Saturday from 12 until 3 p.m. with a service at 12:30 p.m. Stephen Stevens, 64 of Webster, passed away on August 9th. The celebration of life for Stephen Stevens will be held at Rock Creek Town Hall in Pine City, Minnesota on Saturday from 2 until 5 p.m. Megan Hunsinger, 34 of Cameron, passed away on July 29th. The celebration of life for Megan Hunsinger will be held at Roush Lundin Funeral Home in Cameron on Saturday from 2 until 4 p.m., followed by a memorial service at 4 p.m. And that's a look at today's funeral announcements.